Chicago Casino Studios. It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. Talking about the workplace.
Not every boss deserves to be the boss because there's some really stupid bosses out there.
Name one.
I ain't stupid. But some of you, some of you work right now at 7 o'clock in the morning. Some of you just getting there. But if you're at work right now and you can see the boss, look over. Look at your boss. Okay, come on, be honest. Some of those people got it for reasons other than their smarts or skill, and they shouldn't be the boss. You should be the boss, and you know it. For example, there are some dumb bosses. There was one particular dumb boss who ran the division of IKEA that chose what photos to put on the walls of the displays. You all know IKEA, right?
Yeah, of course.
So you go in there, it's a massive, huge showroom. There's these living rooms and offices all made up for you. And they've got pictures on the wall. Like, they want you to see it like you would
like
see
it. Like families and, dog and all.
Apparently, whoever was in charge of choosing what photos the IKEA stores all use had approved one photo that now people have found offensive, and they've all been removed. But keep in mind, somebody somewhere who had the job of approving these photos thought it was fine to have a photo of a young boy standing there with his finger under his nose, looking like Adolf Hitler.
Oh.
The Hitler mustache thing.
Uh-huh.
But he had this Hitler face. You know, if you put your, take your pointer finger and put it in that little dimple thing under your nostrils, right there. That's the Hitler thing.
Well,
that's the Hitler mustache. That's the universal sign for making it, isn't it?
In defense of this boss, or guy who decided on the pictures at IKEA, that's the thing where you draw a little mustache on your finger. Then you hold it up, and you have a mustache. Like you draw it in Sharpie.
Well,
but
I think
the mustache you're supposed to draw is supposed to be like the mustache on the Pringles guy.
Or like the Raleigh fingers. Like,
yeah.
Like
ideally, if you draw on your finger. But
he drew just a scribble of a Hitler mustache. You can't do that mustache.
You can't. But you can't even do the finger. Even the finger without a scribble on the finger.
It is true, because if you do two, it's even worse if you're like... I look like Hitler.
No, that was code for somebody got a little last night.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
It was worse than
yeah, maybe take that one down. Little kid going,
But I thought the finger under the nose. I mean, you watch like Monty Python. That's old, I know. But I thought the universal sign of being Hitler was if you don't have a mustache handy or you don't feel like drawing, you put your finger under your nose. And that's what these photos were. These kids looking like Hitler. Those photos are gone now.
But see,
were those photos for sale as well?
No, they were just decorations.
Oh, just decorations. I bought one.
Couldn't buy the Hitler photo.
But there's a lot of people probably making decisions. Is there not somebody that goes, hey, boss, real quick, could kind of look like Hitler.
No, because maybe if you hate your boss, you're like, it looks like Hitler, and he has no idea.
Let him do it.
This is going to be his end. He's out of here, folks.
Let him hang himself.
You have a kid who's... going to college, do you know?
In college, yeah.
Wow.
Sophomore year.
You know what she's majoring in?
That's crazy.
Or she declared a major yet?
Business, sociology, marketing, psychology.
That's a lot of majors.
Bowling.
No. She's versatile.
Yeah, when you're a sophomore, who knows what she'll end up being?
Yeah, she's got time.
Well, business is a good start. Anyway.
That's a great choice. They've got to list out the 50th highest paying jobs for new college majors when you get around to declaring it.
Is liberal arts on there, Frosty?
Liberal arts is near the bottom there, Heidi. Uh-oh. It's not
philosophy.
A good... philosophy. No, that's in the bottom as well.
Art history?
Art history's at the bottom as well.
Oh, dang it.
It's
oh.
Like the last 10. Art, philosophy, guessing. Psychology, liberal arts, sociology, social work came in at 49. How'd you like to be paying big, big money tuition? What's your majoring in there, Kirk? I'm going to be a social work major and work with the poor for free. I'm going to volunteer my time in soup kitchens.
I mean,
you need a degree for that.
Lovely, but...
highest paying jobs. Programmers?
Yes, number one.
Oh, no.
Ding, 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 ding. Computer science.
Yeah.
Programming. Number one. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 are all engineering. Electrical engineer, mechanical engineer, chemical engineer, industrial engineer, information, blah, 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 blah. So engineering and or computer science is what you want to hear your kid tell you they're majoring in. That means their starting salaries nationwide will average around $70,000,
meanwhile,
which is the highest.
I've met a lot of people who are going to college and never, ever, ever heard when I go, hey, what are you majoring in? A chemical engineering. You never hear it.
Well, you wouldn't be in those circles. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Train engineering, I might hear. Is that on there?
Train engineering, number 12, yes.
And he's just a hobbyist who does it in his basement. He's not really an engineer. He just has the hat.
And little trees.
And little trees in fake town.
Journalism came in number 28. That seems high to me.
Where's radio?
Right. Well, that's the closest I could find anything in broadcasting. They call it journalism. That's mid-pack. Yeah. Sadly, education is near the bottom. That should pay a lot more than it does.
Yeah.
They need teachers, but doesn't pay worth crap. Oh, they also need nurses. That's in the top 10, and it pays reasonably well now.
What if your kid knows what they want to do, and they've known what they want to do for a very long time? I mean, since they were 6 years old, they says, this is what I want to do. And then the time comes when they're 15 and they say, hey, I want to quit school and just pursue this thing that I've been pursuing since I was six. Would you let your kid quit school at 15?
I wouldn't let him quit at 15. I'd make him graduate high school, but I wouldn't insist they get a college degree to do it. But you got to finish high school. You can't be a dropout.
Or else you're afraid that they're not as good as they think they are and they won't make it.
They're not done maturing at 15.
And everything under 15 is really technically a hobby.
Yeah, yeah. Plus, you really don't really, I mean, you're still a kid. Your brain still doesn't really know who and what you are, what you want to do at 15, 18. You have a
much
better
idea. Well,
thank
God you're not Keith Urban's parents.
What?
Because that's exactly what he did. Yeah, Keith came out of the womb knowing what he wanted to do. He started playing guitar at 6 years old, performing on stage at 7 years old. Wow. And then he was playing in bands on weekends and getting valuable experience, but he couldn't do the weekday shows because of school. So on his 15th birthday, he told his parents he wanted to drop out so he could play six nights a week.
Oh my God.
They said, yes, but with one condition. Says you got less than 2 months left of school to get your junior certificate. So that's junior high school. He was in eighth grade.
Oh, my God.
And they said, you at least have to get that. So I begrudgingly went to the last 1.5 months of school so I could graduate junior high. He never went back. Keith also, he says he wants everyone to know that he has nothing against school. He just happened to be at a point where he learned all the basics. And there was no need to go on because he knew exactly where his future was headed. And look at him today.
He got lucky.
He didn't drop out of high school. He didn't even go to high school.
That's saying, really, you need to learn the basics of elementary school and junior high school. And after that, do you really need high school and all the others? No.
If you can read and
yeah, but what are the odds of making it as a rock star? It's like 1 in 10,000. I mean, it's very, very, very slim.
So
he got lucky.
So
he got
you
really
shot
lucky.
Down Keith Urban's dreams.
I would have said, son, we're going to put this on the back burner and explain what back burners and front burners are.
And he'd probably start doing a job, some skill or labor, and got stuck in there and never left Australia.
I think I would have said, finish high school, then go do whatever you want to do.
Exactly.
Go do whatever you want. I'll support it 100%. But finish high school.
I think this is the smartest thing they ever could have done. Because I think that at 15, 8th grade, he was still in love with his guitar more than he was probably noticing even girls at that point. And so you wait till he gets in high school, he's going to notice girls, puts the guitar down, and then gets her pregnant. And now he's working at the plant there trying to raise little dingo babies.
But just imagine.
And the thing is, now look where he is.
I know.
He's only successful because he didn't have the distraction of young girls in high school.
Listen, I remember when I found out that my lady, and this was, you know, into our relationship aplenty, like too late to bail, standing around the island talking, and I found out that she did her junior year twice. And I was horrified.
She flunked her junior year?
Yes, because there was stuff going on in her life, and she didn't care. But she explained it away, and then she switched school. And I was like, okay, she failed a grade. I was like, I don't think I've ever been the same since then.
You know,
honestly,
who that kid is that you went to school with who failed the grade. You're married to that guy.
I know. And it's bothersome. So going back to the Keith Urban thing, let's say Nicole Kidman meets Keith Urban and she goes, so how was like high school for you? Is it rough? Or, and he goes, oh, I just finished eighth grade and then that's all. Come on. That is a turn off and a half. Oh, I'm with somebody
He quit to become Keith Urban.
Yeah, but if he did, like Frosty's right, if he didn't become Keith Urban, you're like, that guy graduated eighth grade.
You could always go back. I mean, yes, you'll be 25 at the prom.
You never go back. How long?
GED.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, sure.
How long is the list of people who have dropped out in junior high school and then became as big and huge and successful as Keith Urban. I think the list is probably one, and that's Keith Urban. It's not a long list of success. No way. Now, the only exception I would possibly make was if I had some genius kid who everyone's going, oh, we've measured his IQ. It's a 220. It's the next Stephen Hawking.
He's be bored in
He's
high school.
A genius. He's one of those kids that's got to advance to, you know, to something. Okay, you don't have to finish high school. We're going to send you to college. You know, you can skip. But the rest of you need to mature socially. You need to mature by learning the heartaches and the joys of being a teenager.
He was on the road. He was hanging out with adults. He's playing in a band 6 nights a week. I mean, he is learning probably the school of the road.
You know what, Frank? I've been on the road as a traveling musician as a late teenager, and that's no place for a 15 or 16-year-old to learn about life because there's too many sinful temptations
that
out
sounds
there.
Like the ultimate place to learn about
it
life.
It is not. It's what you want to do.
Probably some old blind black guy with a harmonica talking to you and teaching you the ways of the world and getting you laid at the whorehouse down in Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
See,
dance Bojangles dance. The gambler, Kenny Rogers. The piano. The list is long.
Those experiences, we got the Keith Urban music.
But I don't know how you would possibly tell your kid who's so in love with what they want to drop out and do that, you know what, you don't know it, you can't understand what I'm telling you, but you're not mature yet. Enjoy life. You've got plenty of time to grow up. Don't rush it. Go to high school. Enjoy being a kid while you can. You're only a teen once. You need to hang out with other teenagers and learn about life from them, not bar floozies at the Holiday Inn in Topeka trying to be a rock star at 15 years old.
That sounds awesome, Dad.
I know, but no.
You're horrible at talking me out of this.
So you think Keith Urban lost his virginity at 15 then, or probably before, if he's doing that?
Probably soon after that on the road with the band.
Going, come on, kid.
They're like, okay, come on. We got to get this guy.
Yeah.
You want to sing the blues, Keith?
Yeah.
The blues guitar?
Mm.
A 15-year-old shouldn't know enough about life to sing the blues and feeling. That's just sad in itself.
Other country artists that are working, Carrie Underwood. She was named CMT Artist of the Year, and some reporter asked her if her and her husband are working on having another baby. I'm like, if I was her husband, every time she passed by me, I'd be working on having another baby. And that's Carrie Underwood. She said, it's all on God's timing. And we just kind of realize we're not in control and just take things as they come.
Ooh.
Watch.
Well,
everyone started laughing, and Carrie had no idea what she said that was wrong.
So that means no condoms, no birth control.
So is that what? Rhythm method?
Yeah.
Where she's like, no. I'm ovulating, so let's not. But if it happens, it happens.
That's right. Let God handle
it. She'll end up with 7 kids before it's done.
I mean, the sound of Carrie Wood. Carrie Underwood ovulating makes me want to do it more.
Oh, yeah. You can just
my God.
Hear it.
Can you hear it? It's like a mountain stream. And my little salmon are swimming up there.
Your little,
ready to spawn.
Sadly, Frank, if she continues doing it this way, she'll probably have lots of kids and she won't be as hot to you or Donald Trump as she is now.
She is now.
After kid 6, probably not.
Well, we were talking, there is a new, I mean, I haven't really heard of this job until this year, this holiday season, but there is a new job specifically for the holidays. If you have an eye for style, there's something that people will be willing to pay you good money for this holiday season. I'll tell you what that new job is when we come back after traffic. What's going on?